large hospital trade associations who were desperate to improve patient experience. But throughout our time together, they made excuses for why that experience was so dismal. Nothing I said about using digital tools to create the kind of transformation they were looking for got through to them. Finally, I asked how many of them had used Uber or Lyft. When they all said they had, I asked them to take their phones out of their pockets and look at how those apps show there's a car on the way and where it is. I asked them to imagine what it would mean to the patient experience if a patient knew the arrival time of the nurse or doctor coming to their room to help. Thanks to software, it's just as easy to do that for medical staff as it is for rideshares. Only the delusion that there's no connection between software and patient care prevents that from becoming the norm. The digital revolution is fundamentally rewriting the rules of general management. Software simultaneously lowers transaction costs, demolishes barriers to entry, and accelerates the pace of change. Companies and institutions that cannot cope with this pace and intensity will cease to be relevant. There are few people in the world who are experienced both as software developers and as business executives. That's what makes Jeff so unique. He has feet in both worlds. I've seen executives at great companies unintentionally sabotage their own digital success by doing, and not doing, things that disempower talent and kill innovation. I once advised a company that made household products. They were trying to figure out how to test a new product through a small pilot program. I suggested creating a minimum viable product, an MVP in lean startup terms, or a version of the product that's good enough to allow the company to collect useful feedback about its value from a small number of consumers, while still being fast and inexpensive to create. The idea was to use the MVP to gather information as quickly as possible in order to determine next steps in the development process. Normally, this company would have to manufacture a huge quantity of the new product and test it out in a few stores. However, in this case, there was already a lab up and running that had made enough of it that the team members were taking it home every day because they liked it so much. This immediately presented itself to me as an MVP opportunity. Instead of the team taking this stuff home, they could give it to 50 customers to test and report back on. To solve the issue of recruiting these customers and making sure they were continuously supplied, I suggested they do the recruiting online, have customers sign up for a subscription, and then provide them with the ability to text the pilot team when they needed more product. I emphasized that this was a perfect example of how software can enable speed accelerations and cost reductions that give companies an advantage in the marketplace. The idea that the team could set up this kind of system quickly and use it to get crucial information about how to make their product more marketable seemed like nothing less than a magic trick to them. But it's not magic. It's what Twilio does every day for thousands of companies. Here's another tale. A major corporation I was working with had a CEO excited about digital transformation and providing customers with online browsing and ordering, something this industry had never done before. They launched an in-house startup to build an experimental website, helmed by a super motivated junior team with no prestige or resources at their disposal, but a ton of commitment to build this MVP. The catch was that they had no idea how to build a website or write software. They were in a completely non-technological field. First, they went to the company's IT department for help, which refused them because this crazy project wasn't part of its purview. Next, they explored hiring an outside agency to do the site, but that was too expensive. Eventually, they recruited a designer with a budding desire to write code to take on the project, but that created new problems. Designers weren't allowed to write code at this company. This example showed me that even with CEO support and a hungry team, it still takes a lot of work to set up those teams for success. It starts with having the right players on the field and then empowering them to make progress. Ask Your Developer can help companies translate CEO enthusiasm and raw talent into what they're actually looking for, a superior customer experience achieved through digital transformation. Those that embrace the full potential of their employees will reap outside rewards in the years and decades to come. I've had the privilege